Good Monday morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Dr. Beth Davis of Case State is in studio with me. I'm Brady Bowman. We're talking equine health and some activities and just some things going on at the department over at KSU. Before we talk a little bit more about some heat-related health for horses, Dr. Davis, maybe just a little background on yourself, how long you've been at K-State, your familiarity with Manhattan, what brought you to Manhattan, all that fun stuff.
Sure. Well, I really enjoy living here in Manhattan, and I've been here actually since 1996, and came because of a position at K-State. And so I am really connected to the school. It's an outstanding veterinary college and overall an outstanding university, and really enjoy the community of Manhattan and watching it grow over the last 20 plus years.
And you've seen a lot of change since 96. What were you doing before 96?
I actually was in Florida, and that's where I went to veterinary college. And through employment opportunities, I matched with a training position here at K-State at the vet school. So that's what brought me here.
Are you originally from Florida?
No, I grew up in Pennsylvania, actually.
Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And around horses your whole life? You always been a horse person?
Pretty much, yeah, since I was pretty young, yeah. Horses are, you know, a great activity. I think they're great for the youth to learn self-confidence, discipline, and about caring for others, because you're taking care of animals and you're taking care of other people when you're working kind of as a group and riding together.
You know, I think to go off that just a little bit, I think another great thing about dealing with horses, especially with youth, and I dealt with horses through 4-H, FFA, and of course, you know, my parents and family's always been around horses, so I've always been pretty used to them. And I think one thing you find out is that it also teaches you, you mentioned that confidence aspect of it. And I think what's important of that, and people probably don't think about too much with horse folks, is that you get that confidence because you have to have that confidence with horses. Because if you're nervous around horses all the time, that's usually when you get into issues, and because you make the horse nervous. Then the horse is scared of you in a way. And that's where you could have some issues from time to time. If you're confident, then the horse has confidence in you. And it's a good partnership that way.
That's right. That's what we call a prey species, and they're looking for a leader, and so we have to be their leader. Absolutely.
So, yeah, good thing for youth. Good thing. Well, I'll mention that to John Job when he comes back.
Excellent.
Talking about some 4-H stuff, because I think the horse show for 4-H for Riley County Fair, I think, is probably not too far away now, isn't it? Because that's usually before the fair, at least it was back home in Cali County. They'd always have it like about that week before the Cali County Fair.
Yep, coming up in just a few weeks.
Talking with Dr. Beth Davis, KSU Department Head and Professor to Equine Internal Medicine Unit over at KSU. And we're talking about, in the first segment, talked about how it's going to be incredibly hot this week and how to watch out for your horses and just kind of your pets in general. We mentioned some other things as far as just obviously just making sure that they're hydrated. You also want to mention about colic. Colic's another important thing maybe to mention here.
Yeah, colic is can come in a variety of different forms, but very generally speaking, it means that the horse is experiencing abdominal pain. And so they'll show signs like pawing, laying down, sometimes rolling, and it can be pretty serious. And so we try to do everything we can to try to keep their gastrointestinal tract consistent and even and avoid any sort of upset or disturbance. And it is one of the more common reasons that we actually see patients come to the veterinary health center after hours for emergency reasons is because of colic-like signs.
And looking at another thing with the heat, at least one thing I remember taking care of horses here in the summer at my parents' house was we're always concerned about like flies and bugs and those sort of things. They're all over the place in the summer. Any tips there on how to watch out for that?
Well, you know, that's just a part of warm weather, and we're fortunate that we get a break during the cooler seasons. But in the summertime, sure, trying to keep areas relatively clean. Sometimes, you know, they're going to be around no matter what we do, but working with fly repellents and pyrethrin sprays. There are a lot of great products on the market, usually having to put something on daily or every few days to try to minimize some of that exposure. And sometimes we do have horses that have allergic type reactions, so they may be really pruritic or itchy associated with those insect exposures. And so sometimes we have to be a little more assertive in terms of how we minimize that exposure, maybe even putting scrim sheets on or putting leg wraps on, those sorts of things to try to minimize exposure.
And looking at just the kind of horse culture around the area, I think it's more than probably people really realize, because we're kind of more in of a ranch land area than a farmland area, at least proportionally. There's quite a few horse folks around the Flint Hills.
Oh, there are. There are quite a few horses around. And again, they're used for all sorts of reasons, often for ranch purposes, but also for some pleasure activities. Sometimes that's something like going out for a trail ride, or that might be going to something like the fair, local rodeo, and those sorts of competitions really are a lot of fun. Horse shows are very common as well.
For the ranch folks out there using their horses, going out in Flint Hills gathering cattle, whatever they're doing, do you suggest, as far as when it gets to this really high heat, just kind of some more frequent breaks, those sort of type things, just like for anybody?
Well, again, it depends on what the horse is used to. If they are conditioned and used to it, they're probably going to tolerate that work just fine. But really trying to have some conditioning and routine exposure to that level of exercise. But when it is getting 90 plus degrees and we have humidity, or certainly getting close to 100, we often do have to back down on the level of activity that they experience.
Just like an athlete, like a lot of horses are great athletes too.
They absolutely are.
Here with Dr. Beth Davis, K-State Veterinary Department and the Equine Internal Medicine Department. Well, you wanted to mention about some activities coming up, but really some coming up immediate and also looking ahead a little bit to the fall.
Yeah, thank you, Brady. I wanted to just share that the Veterinary Health Center in general, as a component of the College of Veterinary Medicine, is participating in the 2018 Everybody Counts event. This is at the Douglas Center on August 4th. And so for community members that are participating or attending that event, this is the first time that the Health Center is participating. Some of the key members from the Health Center that are helping, I believe Dr. Sue Nelson was here just a few weeks ago. She's going to be one of our affiliates, and then also Dr. Kate Kukinich. So we've got a great group of clinicians from the Veterinary Health Center that are going to be there. And this is for individuals that are going to take part in the Everybody Counts event, and those individuals that don't have a veterinarian already. And for those people that are bringing an animal, trying to think about heat-related issues, so being careful. It's probably going to be hot on August 4th, but bringing those animals either in a crate or on a leash so that we can have safety taken care of, so that we don't have animals that are interacting with one another. But basic vaccines and health screenings for those pets that don't have a veterinarian, we're excited to be a part of that event.
Should be fun. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, absolutely. August 4th at the Douglas Center. And there's an Everybody Counts Facebook page where people can get more information that are interested in learning about that.
So definitely be sure to look for that. I'm sure it's a big event.
It's really important for our community. And then on the equine side of things, on October 6th at the Veterinary Health Center at K-State, we're going to be putting on the Horse Care 101 in affiliation with the Kansas Horse Council. And this is an educational opportunity for horse owners, horse trainers, horse enthusiasts. And the topic is emergency preparedness. And so we've got a really great program. We've got some speakers that are going to talk on the process of helping animals, that specifically horses, and removal from emergency situations. So we've got a group called Code 3 and Eric Thompson, who's going to be here. We're going to have an individual, Dr. Tom Lenz, talking about microchipping in horses. And then we're going to have some of the folks from the Kansas Department of Agriculture that are going to join us and help inform us about emergency preparedness in Kansas.
A lot of good stuff there.
Outstanding.
A lot of good stuff. Here with Dr. Beth Davis, K-State Department Head and Professor of Equine Internal Medicine at K-State. Dr. Davis, just got about a couple minutes here before we move on to have Melanie Martin come in. She's the pastor of community care for First United Methodist Church. Going to talk about the Global Leadership Summit in Manhattan, August 9th through 10th. We'll have her in after this break that's coming up here in just a little bit. But this thought just kind of came to me, and I'm just curious about your answer. I was thinking about about favorite things, right? I'm kind of a big movie guy, and I was thinking about movie horses, right? Do you have a favorite movie horse?
Well, a favorite movie horse, I'd have to say a favorite movie that involves a horse, it would have to be Seabiscuit.
Very good.
It's a great movie and a piece of history, and yeah, that would be my favorite.
I was thinking about that too. Seabiscuit is up there for sure. I haven't seen War Horse yet. I need to see. Have you seen War Horse?
I have not, actually.
I haven't either. I need to see that. But I guess I thought of Shadowfax from Lord of the Rings.
Okay, sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Gandalf's horse.
You bet. Absolutely.
Very, very majestic. Horses are awesome. That's really just my main point.
There you go. They're
great. Well, anything else before we let you go?
No, I think just, you know, keeping tuned into weather conditions and being proactive and working to keep ourselves healthy, keep our animals healthy. And if we're going to go out and ride, think about what those horses' needs are so that we can keep them healthy and keep enjoying them.
Very good. We'll end on that note. Dr. Beth Davis, KS Department Head and Professor Equine Internal Medicine, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Brady.
Anytime. On the other side of the break, we'll have Melanie Martin, Pastor of Community Care for First United Methodist Church, talk about the Global Leadership Conference that'll be in Manhattan in August. She'll tell us all about it after the break on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN News is brought to you by ESB